proposed use for 175,000 square feet and none has been planned.
But basically, then the added cost of establishing legislative arrangements to do the deferring from the move from present state office establishment to the state office contract, whatever the cost of those leases are.
Mr. Chairman, either way, however, you know, there's going to be a cost. The cost we simply stated. And yes, you could slow down the amount of people coming into the building. But we would now have to find out, we would have to reconfigure and go back and find out who would stay in the spaces they would have to go to. And secondly, someone still has to give us a complete description of what goes into 175,000 square feet. It takes a long period of time to put that together.
Gentlemen, I'm sure we're going to be getting into the details on this during our work session. And Mr. Sack, I'm sure you're going to be there too. We'll be very interested in debating this and meeting with you.
Gentlemen, this is Rep. Frank Miller. Don't sign off till I've had a chance to ask the question or two myself.
Mr. Chairman, let me simply say that, quite frankly, I will be there at any planning session because it's a project that I've been involved with for many years. I don't find the role of a combative one simply is to provide information.
In fact, your expertise is sorely needed in this stuff. And Mr. Bills, we look forward to having you. And Mr. Samansky, if you have no further testimony, I do have one more other person here, then I want you back to the room again. Thank you again for your testimony, Representative Samansky. We have Bev Alex, if you could give the testimony, please. Your name and affiliation to the record, please. Take that little button and push it up. And then push it up. Pull it back down when you're finished.
My name is Bev Alex, and representing myself, I'm a former legislative assistant to Senator Bradley a couple of years back. I did quite a bit of study on our lease space in Juneau as well as facilities that are being used in Anchorage. I have a couple of comments to make on Mr. Sack's response to the anticipated expenses on adding the legislative area to the Anchorage State Office Building. Now, whatever expenses he's talking about in utilizing the space at Anchorage, one thing he is not addressing, and of course the amount of that space is arguable, whether it's 175,000 or some lesser space. The other thing that he's not mentioning, though, is the lease space grant that would be saved in Juneau. I'm talking about that the legislative body utilizes. One of the largest spaces that you recall offhand is the Barron's Building. Now, we would certainly be saving that. So, you know, with whatever so-called cost that this is in Anchorage. Additionally, there is transportation expense, which is not being addressed here. Legislative travel alone, back and forth between Juneau, out of an overall state budget of, what is it now, 40 million or better per year for transportation and DM. You know, so what are the millions that we're saving out of this? So when you talk about a little bit of expense, he mentioned something like 6.6 million by year 1988. What are we saving overall? It's not what we're spending. And I think it's great that we can continue this conference in Juneau, where Mr. Sack can be present, et cetera. But what about the people like us, myself? I mean, this is why it needs to be here in Anchorage, where the people can participate in our lawmaking. Not just Juneauites or Seattle people, but Alaskans.
Thank you very much for your testimony.
Thank you.
I'd like to go down to Juneau again. I don't believe there's anyone else down there except Mr. Miller. Am I correct in that assumption?
I think that's correct, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Miller, if you're okay, go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. It's news to me that you're worried about accommodating Seattle. I can see you as a thoroughgoing Juneauite. That's the least important item on my agenda. Mr. Chairman, I don't know if you noticed or not, but I have not heard you say it. I was primarily interested in hearing people of Alaska. However, I do think that, as we conclude, I'd like to make a few points and just take a very few minutes. Perhaps it's because I'm a writer and work with words, Mr. Chairman, that I think words are important. And I think important that we clarify. And I've heard the word compromise used on this particular legislation. Chairman, if this is a compromise, I hate to see the supposed definition of a steam roller, because this is not a compromise. This is a backdoor capital move. There's no other explanation for it. Now, that's what the members who are sponsoring this legislation want. That's fine. I don't quarrel with their right to advocate that. But let's don't make any mistake about it. It is a backdoor capital move. We don't move the legislature and then pretend that the capital is just in place. You can't pretend that you can't have, because you cannot operate without commissioners, for instance, and their deputies, and their directors, and their experts being available to testify. It's just not in the cards. They have to be there, ready access to their office, for backup material. I guess we can say these things. Maybe we can even hypnotize ourselves and believe these things. But the fact situation is that they're not true. If you move the legislature to Anchorage, let's don't kid ourselves. That the administration can just sit here and participate in government. It won't work. This is a backdoor deficit, as I said before. I wanted to correct one other error. It's not terribly important, but I think perhaps we could get it as early as possible. One of the witnesses that was appearing earlier mentioned in a way that sounds very derogatory to Juno that we had an offer for a mining company some time back, and that the people of Juno turned it down, didn't need it, didn't want it. That is an error, Mr. Chairman, as I'm sure you're aware, from reading the Juno Empire and hearing the radio broadcast here. The city of Burrow, is in active negotiations with the mining company that's involved. They're working toward a lease arrangement that will be, advantageous to all concerned, providing the mining company, the city of Burrow. I have no doubt in my mind that a satisfactory lease agreement will be signed in the not too distant future. So I especially this is the biggest thing in the world, but I just wanted that error to be cleared up. But that, Mr. Chairman, I wish you a good day. The weather down here is very pleasant, and we look forward to seeing your return to Juneau.
Snowing like the dickens up here, Mr. Miller, and it's absolutely beautiful. I must say that. Again, thank you very much for your comments. I was wondering what happened to you. I knew you'd get back to you sooner or later. I'm very pleased to hear from you. I'm going to take one more. I'm going back up to Fairbanks again. Sally Smith is up there, and Sally, if you kindly keep your comments as short as you possibly can. We're running pretty late. It's getting dark, and I know our weather is a lot better than yours, but I guess we won't discuss that. Go ahead, Sally.
Thank you, Representative. It's pretty deep out here.
Pretty deep down here, too.
I'm not sure if that's in the committee room or out, but that's the only pointless humor I'll try to throw in. I have not been able to be present for all of the testimony, and I'll try not to repeat what I expect has been heard and see if I can't add some different observations and insights. First of all, it's long been my contention if we move the legislature to Anchorage, we're going to find ourselves as much shorter sessions and farther apart. And I don't mean length of the days that the session is in session. I mean the hours that the session meets on the floor. It has long been my fear, as I've watched in other states with tight transportation networks, that legislators meet a couple of days out of the week for a calendar, and then scatter to keep their own businesses, and particularly in larger states, law practices in operation. I feel that we find ourselves short of quorum at evening and afternoon committee meetings. We find ourselves without people on Monday and Friday to conduct the state's business, and we would find individual legislators in their private businesses while they're still on a state salary and per diem. It's been a concern of mine because I don't live in Anchorage. It's been a concern of mine because I consider the state first. I think the only way we can view Alaska is from an economic diversity. If we're all to go forward, if Anchorage is to go forward and prosper as an economic entity, the rest of the state must develop in an easygoing way as well. I don't see any way we can do that if we're going to shift things around and put the bulk of everything in Anchorage. When I was a member of the House of Representatives, I gave a floor speech on this subject, and I used the state in which I had been born and raised as an example. The capital of Illinois is not in Chicago, nor were their dorms at the University of Chicago. It was strictly a bedroom college. If you wanted a college education, you went to a small town, Champaign, Urbana, the university visited in town. If you went to state capital, you went to Springfield, Illinois, which then had a population of approximately 40,000 people, not as large bankers. The capital of California is Sacramento, not Los Angeles or San Francisco. So I would submit that to keep economic diversity, to keep lawmakers' minds on the business at hand, we would be far better off in the long run if we leave the capital where it is. I admit there are certainly a lot of state workers scattered all over the state, and that is in fact economic interest and expeditious abilities of all of us. Tonight, we will go to the Fairbanks Legislative Information Office. But I would also submit that we are one of the luckiest states in the Union because we are able to get to our legislators very easily, very expeditiously, and in an extremely timeful manner by being able to go to our individual legislative offices. I would not be able to do this if I was still in Illinois. I would not be able to do this if I was still in California. I would have to take the information as it came very slowly and after the fact. In Alaska, the only excuse we have for not being in touch with our legislators is ourselves. Good government comes from those of us in our individual communities, keeping an eye on what's going on. We can do that from where we are, and we can do it where the capital is right now. If the legislature is separated from the executive branch, they will not be in touch. They must remain together. If you have any questions today, I'm happy to answer, and I thank you for taking these 2 extra minutes.
Thank you very much, Sally. Representative Ward.
Thank you, Sally. It's very pleasant to hear your opinion on this. I have to take a small exception. I haven't been to the capital of Illinois, but I assume that you can drive to it. And I assume that you don't got to spend $600 running round trip to get to it. And I represent within my house, or it's a double house, but anyway, there's just as many people as are, and all the Juneau put together. And I think that it would be kind of nice to have the seat of government, the legislative representative body, where the people are. I'm not sure how you conduct the business down there. I heard that it was in a very professional manner, and I'm sure that it was, and I'm trying to do the same, but I must admit that I think that I would operate the representative form that I'm supposed to much better if I could see people that I represent. And by displacing, I realize that this would displace 2 representatives and a senator, they would have to travel the other direction. But the majority of the House and the majority of the Senate would be very close to their constituencies, and I think that this would be good. I have found just in the free time being back in Anchorage now for this committee hearing that I've got to see a tremendous amount of people, and I've been able to find out eyeball to eyeball what they're thinking, and I think that your thinking is wrong.
I just Ward, now 20 minutes after 4. I don't believe there's anyone out in the audience who wishes to testify any further. I would like to take this opportunity to thank all of the monitors throughout the state that were on this teleconference for their fine cooperation, especially here in Anchorage. They've done a very excellent job. And again, thank you all for coming out on such a beautiful day to attend these hearings. David, thank you for your kind attention on the monitoring. Again, thank you to the committee, and I'll see you down in Juneau on Sunday night or Monday morning. And this State Affairs meeting is adjourned.